the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Sunshine along the lake shore today, clear skies tonight, and not a bad day tomorrow. Look at Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. The pleasant weather today is helping crews in making repairs to power lines and transformers damaged by Sunday's heavy winds and storms that knocked out nearly 284,000 customers of Consumers Energy's power since the beginning of the storm Sunday afternoon. As this day broke, over 6,400 total customers of Consumers Energy in Allegan and Ottawa counties were without power. That number should decrease as the day goes along. And Consumers Energy officials are hopeful of having everybody back online no later than Saturday, although many repairs might have to be delayed until Thursday. Meanwhile, Holland BPW officials say that all of their customers that were affected by the storms on Sunday are now back online. The National Weather Service in Grand Rapids says that Sunday's storm was the worst they have seen this year in this part of the country.
What made the storm system unusual was the number of tornadoes it generated this late in the season.
It's happened before, but it doesn't happen often, that's for sure.
As it turns out now, they say there were two twisters in Michigan, in eastern Muskegon, and in Mecosta counties. Meteorologist Brandon Hoving says fortunately they were EF0s, the lowest on the Fujita scale.
There was a fair amount of damage to trees, and a few structures were impacted, mainly a couple older, like barns.
He says it was straight-line 75-mile-per-hour winds that were every bit as powerful as that tornado in Muskegon that hit Mattawan and ripped part of the roof off the high school gym. John McNeil, WHTC News.
Now, you may have survived the storm, but often it's the cleanup that's more dangerous, causes more injuries, and claims more lives.
Angie Rinnick at State Farm Insurance says, don't be tempted to bring charcoal or gas grills indoors. Use kerosene heaters inside or run the car in the garage. She says, use common sense.
Using a flashlight over a candle is very important. Using generators safely, don't put it in your garage. Run it outside somewhere where you can get ventilation.
She says it may take a few days for insurance agents to get out to inspect your home, so making a few repairs to prevent further damage is a good idea. Jim Whelan, WHTC News.
Although the rush is on to make repairs in the wake of Sunday storms, haste can make more than just waste.
Natural disasters can bring out the best in people, with neighbors helping one another, but they can also bring out the worst in the form of scam artists preying on the vulnerable. Melanie Ducanel of the Better Business Bureau says this is the time when storm chasers often show up in the hardest hit areas, offering tree removal, roof repair, or other services and demanding to be paid up front. And then they take the money and run.
People wanting to live in their house and protect their valuables are like, yeah, sure. But the difficulty is that they've actually put the cart before the horse.
The Better Business Bureau says the first step for homeowners should always be to contact their insurance company and find out what steps the policy requires. Consumers can research contractors and companies offering repair services on the Better Business Bureau's website, bbb.org. I'm Mona Shand.
Now, Sunday storms have also overshadowed efforts to clean up in the Philippines after a devastating typhoon this month.
Dr. Lisa DeChano-Cook, a Western Michigan University professor of geography and disaster relief expert, says the situation in the Philippines remains desperate. She notes that sanitation is a serious concern.
Just getting clean water is probably the main thing to all the people. We can go for days without food, but clean water we cannot. And a lot of people are drinking contaminated water, so there's more of a risk of disease from this, and so that will potentially increase the death toll as well.
She says that donating to the Red Cross is a good way for someone in the U.S. to help out in the Philippines. You can give $10 to be taken out of your phone bill by texting Red Cross to 90999. Also, you can visit redcross.org to find out more. Andrew Green reporting.
Just what happened in an apartment unit on Holland's north side remains a mystery, but a 21-month-old girl is in intensive care at DeVos Children's Hospital as a result. According to Ottawa County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Mark Bennett, the unnamed toddler was playing with three of her siblings at the Whispering Pines complex on Sunday afternoon with a 32-inch television on a stand.
Their mother had left the room just prior to the incident when she heard a loud crash and then re-entered the room and discovered the TV had fallen on the child.
The girl was taken to the Grand Rapids-based medical facility for treatment of a significant head injury. while experts in interviewing small children are being called in by investigators because the oldest sibling in the room at the time was 4 years old. The incident remains under investigation. Meanwhile, a Park Township family was apparently not too neighborly. A unit in the Holiday West Village mobile home park off of Butternut Drive was burglarized between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m. last Friday, with the front door kicked in and several thousand dollars worth of electronics and jewelry taken. Unloading the loot proved to be the undoing for the perpetrators, according to Ottawa County Sheriff's Detective Lieutenant Mark Bennett.
Detectives were able to locate some of the stolen property at a Holland Township pawn shop. Search warrants were then obtained for the residents of two of the suspects, and additional stolen property was recovered at that location.
The two suspects, described only as brothers, aged 12 and 16, were taken to the Ottawa County Youth Detention Center and awaited arraignment on various charges. Their father and a 14-year-old brother were immediately apprehended, but they also may face counts stemming from the incident. The investigation continues, and tips to Silent Observer are welcome. A look back at the mother country is on tap tonight. Author Russell Shorto will present a lecture based on his new book, Amsterdam, A History of the World's Most Liberal City, at Hope College's DeWitt Center Theater. He has written a number of publications, as well as contributing to the New York Times Magazine. And one person who is looking forward to renewing acquaintance with the author is Holland Mayor Kurt Dijkstra.
Russell Shorto had a book on the Dutch history of New York. It was a one-volume paperback. Takes three thick volumes to give the history of Holland, Michigan. I had the chance to get to know him a little bit. I met him actually first in the Netherlands at a great car museum of all places. But he's a really fascinating guy, a good writer. I loved his book on New York, and I'm looking forward to reading the Amsterdam book.
The 7 p.m. lecture is free and open to the public, with a reception and book signing to follow. A Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in Michigan is joining those critical of the Affordable Care Act.
Former Secretary of State Terry Lynn Land says she supported defunding federal health care reform, but that battle has since passed, and she'd prefer to focus on fixing issues the Affordable Care Act as it is now is presenting. Chiefly, she says something needs to be done about ensuring everyone has the health care coverage they desire.
Over 5 million people nationwide have lost their insurance, and 225,000 here in Michigan alone, and those people wanted that insurance. And I just think that's critical that they have that opportunity to have the insurance that they want.
Both House Republicans and President Obama have proposed possible solutions. Land is, so far, the only Republican running for U.S. Senate in Michigan and is expected to face Democratic Congressman Gary Peters next fall.
Sam Harold, WHTC News.
Stockholders of two West Michigan-based business entities approved corporate purchases yesterday. Allegan-based Perrigo's deal to buy Elan was endorsed by both sides, so the generic drug maker will be based in Ireland by the first of the year for tax purposes, but all physical operations remain here. And according to Congressman Fred Upton, this is just the latest example of a corporate tax refugee.
We are not going to be more competitive. And we are going to lose more jobs and, frankly, more revenue, because it's revenue now that's not going to come to the U.S. Treasury. Instead, it's going to go to the country of Ireland. Until we change this tax code, things are going to continue on that path.
The St. Joseph Republican is not blaming Perrigo, though, for what it's doing.
Perrigo has been a great community partner in so many different ways. Obviously, terrific employer that's the heartbeat of Allegan County for sure. But when you see what the tax rate is overseas, and it's 10-11%, and here it's 35%, the bottom line is you've got to move that headquarters, which is what they did.
Meanwhile, Byron Center-based grocer Spartan Stores is buying Nash Finch, although details have not been finalized and fears of an operational move to Minneapolis remain. Hope is at Calvin in women's basketball this evening. Coverage with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince on our FM station 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com is at 7:10 p.m. Ricardo Carbajal scored 24 points as Grand Valley State's men opened regular season play by beating visiting Olivet last night 70-48. The Lakers home to Kentucky Wesleyan at the GVSU Fieldhouse Arena in Allendale on Saturday afternoon. State Major College Basketball last night saw Michigan State win over visiting Portland 82-67. And Eastern Michigan down visiting Cleveland State 81-69. The University of Detroit visits James Madison this evening. Mike Babcock and the Red Wings welcome Nashville to Joe Louis Arena in Detroit tonight.
It's like anything in life, it gets in your head a little bit. But, you know, to me, we got to be hard-headed and we got to be mentally tough, and we just got to bring it to the table.
Broadcast time with Ken Cal and Paul Woods from Hockey Town on 1450 WHTC is at 7:10 p.m. The Chicago Blackhawks are in Denver to face Gabriel Landeskog and the Colorado Avalanche this evening. The Avs have lost three straight.
People start pushing the panic button, and but we're not. We're still the same team in here. We're still going to approach the same every game the same way.
In a Monday Night Football game that you heard on Holland's hometown station, Carolina beat visiting New England 24-20. Catch the New Orleans and Atlanta contest this Thursday evening at 8 p.m. here on 1450 WHTC. Carlos Boozer had 12 points, 17 boards. The Bulls defeated visiting Charlotte last night, 86-81.
This wasn't our prettiest offensive game, but as far as grinding it out, being nasty, doing whatever it took to win, proud of my team for doing whatever it took to win.
Chicago is in Denver to take on the Nuggets on Thursday evening. Meanwhile, the Detroit Pistons entertain Carmelo Anthony and the New York Knickerbockers at the Palace of Auburn Hills tonight.
It ain't nothing that Coach Wilson is doing. It ain't got nothing to do with X's and O's out there in the basketball court. We're not getting it done from an effort standpoint. It's like we're not even trying right now.
State High School football tournament action returns to 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com this Saturday afternoon at 12:40 p.m. when Zeeland West faces Stevensville Lakeshore in a Division III semifinal game at Pittsburgh. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for sunshine this afternoon, high 42, mostly clear tonight, low 31. A mix of sun and clouds tomorrow, high 47, a cloudy Thursday ahead of us, high 48. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.